Hello.
Hi, this is Chet Noodleton. I'm calling from Quart. I was looking to speak with Dawn.
This is she.
Hey, Dawn, how are you? I work with the Technology and Innovations branch over at Quart, and I got your phone number from your talent agency. I understand you've done voiceover work before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, wonderful. They actually sent over a few samples of the things that you've done, and we have kind of a big project that I think you'd be perfect for.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is this for a commercial or?
Well, no, it's actually much bigger than that. It's a very secret project, and I have to ask that anything I tell you after this point needs to remain between us.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, wonderful. So basically, we're designing a brand new line of smart kitchen products that will help customers cook better.
Oh, wow. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. And you know how every tech company has assistants. Apple has Siri, Amazon has Alexa, etc.
Uh-huh.
Well, we are thinking that you could be the voice of our brand new smart spatula.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Your voice could be in every kitchen throughout the, I was going to say America, throughout the world soon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'd love to. Yeah, sign me up.
Well, listen, if it were just up to me, I would sign you in a heartbeat. But you don't have the job yet. I have to show my manager some of your samples. So would you mind, I'm recording, would you mind doing a quick audition over the phone? I know it's not ideal, but it would help me.
Oh, no, of course.
Wonderful. Can I just get a sample of you saying, these eggs are good?
Oh, my God. So the spatula is really going to say that?
Yeah. It can pick up spices and everything else. It'll talk to you while you're cooking. It's really cool. So if I could just hear you say that.
All right. these eggs are really good.
Huh. Not bad. I did like it. One note on it, though. Could you maybe do it with a little more intensity? We're also thinking of a lot of our older customers who are hard of hearing, so it needs to be a little louder. And I really mean louder and kind of more aggressive.
Okay. These eggs are really good.
Really need you to scream it at me. Think Monster Energy drink. That sort of feel.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll try that.
Wonderful.
These eggs are really good.
Ooh, I liked the intensity on the good. Gosh, another note on that, though. I think it's missing something. Can you try throwing a cuss word in there?
Really? You want the spatula to curse?
Well, we might.
Seems a little strange, don't you think?
Well, we want our technology to talk like the consumer. And a lot of our consumers swear, so that might be an option that we add to the spatula. So if I could just hear you shout.
Okay. These eggs are really good.
Yes! That made me really want to try those eggs.
Okay, great. I'm glad you liked it, I guess.
Let's try another one. When our spatulas are dirty, we want them to remind customers to clean them. So could you maybe give me this line? Ooh, I'm a dirty spatula, and you know what dirty spatulas get? A spanking.
Serious? This is starting to sound funny.
Yeah.
The spatula is going to actually say all this.
Yes, yeah. We also have learned that our consumers like a little comedy, so we could throw that in there, too, as a joke. So could you try the whole line together for me? I'm a dirty spatula, dirty spatula. You know what dirty spatulas get? A spanking.
Okay. I'm a dirty spatula, and you know what dirty spatulas get? A spanking.
Perfect. That was amazing. Would you mind doing it and then maybe giving a spank? Maybe you maybe spank yourself for the sound and then a moan after?
What?
Yeah, just for some more authenticity.
Listen, I'm not comfortable doing that. That's okay. Getting a little weird.
All right, that's fine. You're doing a great job, though. I just have one more thing.
Okay.
If I could just get you to say, these cookies are going to be way better than grandma's suck cookies.
What?
Yeah.
No, you're not serious.
Do you feel like it's not hardcore enough?
I feel it's a little offensive.
We could have the spatula call grandma an idiot.
All right, I'm not sure I want my voice attached to something like this.
Oh.
I don't know, it just doesn't sound right anymore.
Well, that's a shame. I guess then at this point I have to let you know this is a prank phone call. I didn't want to have to do that.
What?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. And your husband Rick set you up.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No. He said you've been doing a lot of voiceover work lately and wanted me to mess with you.
I'm going to kill him. Oh my God.
But by the way, you really sold that whole Dirty Spatula line. I loved it.
Dirty Spatulas get spanking.
Yes, they do. Dirty Spatulas get spanking.